You seem to have kind of a challenge because you're coming into a somewhat dysfunctional house with wonderfully defined children characters. They're not children. One's a teenager. One's a 10-year-old, I believe. And you have to be really onerous to stand out as kind of a misfit in this town. Is that something that you just like sinking your teeth into, being just so awful?
It makes me really uncomfortable, actually, to do that stuff.
You go to a confession after.
I fight with Junji a lot about like the things that she wants me to do and the conflict with my religious beliefs that I've had to deal with, especially in front of children, who I think are here tonight. Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I came in episode 4, and so they had been working for a couple of weeks, and I knew about it because I knew Mary Louise Parker. We worked together before, and I knew she was doing this thing, and so I sort of read. But then I got the material, just sort of the stuff that I had to work on. I was just delighted. I mean, I the stuff that I got was me. Pretending to IMing my nephew's girlfriend and pretending to be him and
get this right for legal reasons,
jerking off and smoking a bowl. It was my first day. It was like the best.
Within the first 5 minutes.
So I couldn't have been happier. Yeah.
I remember coming to Justin like on the first day, being like, "Dude, this androgynous twist that you put on your character," and he goes, "What twist?"
I don't understand what that means.